This is Dr. Soumya Puwara speaking. I'm an observer physician in the Department of Psychiatry and Behavioral Sciences at the University of Louisville. I'm going to talk about a few aspects which need to be considered while treating patients with anti-epileptic drugs. And this, I think, would be a nice addition to our article entitled Managing Psychiatric Illnesses in Patients with Epilepsy. One of the major concerns with the use of anti-epileptic medication is drug interactions. Nowadays, anti-seizure drugs are increasingly used as polytherapy for indications other than epilepsy, such as agitation and aggression associated with dementia, psychiatric disorders, neuropathic pain, etc. These drugs not only interact among themselves, but also with a lot of drugs from other classes, like anticoagulants, oral contraceptives, antidepressants, antipsychotics, antineoplastic drugs, and immunosuppressants. Therefore, before prescribing any medication, healthcare professionals must thoroughly inquire into the use of anti-epileptic drugs. The risk of these interactions increases with increasing age, hence they must be prescribed with great care in elderly. While most of them interact with other drugs, hepatic enzymes, and plasma proteins, a few newer anti-epileptic medications like gabapentin, levetiracetam, and thiazepam are relatively free from such interactions and may be suitable candidates in elderly patients with epilepsy. The second point is regarding psychiatric and behavioral side effects of anti-epileptics. A recent study concluded that patients taking levetiracetam for their seizure disorder experience behavioral side effects more than average, whereas those on gabapentin and lamotrigine experience fewer of these side effects. A past or family history of mental conditions, polytherapy, severity of epilepsy, and presence of treatment-resistant seizures are the most significant predictors of anti-epileptic drug-related behavioral side effects. Another interesting phenomenon associated with the use of anti-seizure medication is forced normalization or alternative psychosis, which is a behavioral problem that may appear for the first time in an epileptic patient following seizure control and normalization of EEG. Its incidence is estimated to be 1%. It is reported that any anti-epileptic drug can lead to this phenomenon. However, the drugs that are most likely involved are ethosuximide, lamotrigine, rigabatrin, levetiracetam, and topiramate. This condition is self-limited, lasts for days to weeks. The treatment is needed to reduce the mortality and morbidity. It is usually treated with the lowest dose of antipsychotic medication for the shortest duration of time. Now, coming to compliance issues in this patient population, occurrence of cognitive and psychological side effects could be one of the reasons for non-compliance. Patient education, ongoing counseling, monotherapy, and once daily medication whenever possible helps to improve adherence. In 2008, Food and Drug Administration has reported a two-fold increase in risk of suicide in patients on anti-epileptic medication. Hence, healthcare professionals must warn their patients regarding the risk of developing suicidal ideation. Finally, I would like to talk about the need to appreciate the psychiatric dimension of epileptic seizures, which were also discussed in detail in our article. Medicine has long known that psychiatric symptoms are usually comorbid with epilepsy. Today, research clearly shows that epilepsy shares a common pathophysiology with most psychiatric disorders and that this association could be clinically significant. The symptoms of simple epileptic seizures can be mistaken for psychiatric symptoms such as panic attacks or flashbacks. Psychiatric symptoms may also resemble epilepsy. A significant percentage of people with epilepsy have psychiatric symptoms that may require treatment, and up to 10% of patients in psychiatric hospitals have epilepsy. Hence, it is very important to screen for psychiatric problems, especially in patients with new diagnosis of epilepsy, to improve the clinical outcome. Given the wide range of drug interactions, neurologists and psychiatrists must work collaboratively so that the dosage regimen can be individually tailored to ensure safety.